ashamed of. So,
that's so funny.
Well, while we're introducing new names to you, let's introduce the big story this morning. The guy who's going to take over this morning show as of this coming Monday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Jeff Miles. Good morning, Jeff. How's it feel to get up early again?
Oh, my gosh. That's the hardest part of this whole thing.
Good Lord. When's the last time you got up at 3 a.m.?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, bless your heart.
It doesn't get any easier.
No, it never does.
It's the same as it was a year and a half ago. That's the hard part. Well, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Listen, before we visit here, the first thing I want to do is apologize for all the dents in the equipment.
That's Jody's fault.
The ball hammers and just started, whacking away.
No,
they came fists.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I about an hour into working this show and this new equipment every morning, it turns into fists of fury. So, well, let's introduce Jeff Miles, native Texan.
Yes.
Native Texan. Was it Mission?
No, I grew up in a little town in between Waco and Temple called Lorena.
That's right, Lorena. I couldn't remember. I knew it was down south, but Lorena, Texas.
Right off I-35.
Yep. Well, baseball player, which I love.
Tried to. I tried to be a baseball player. I wouldn't necessarily claim that I was any good, but you know.
I hear you. I say the same thing about football. I was great at falling down.
Exactly.
Wife, two kids. By the way, how are Liam and Amelia?
They are great. They're so excited to get here. You know,
really?
My son was actually born here in Texas.
Yep.
So he's like, Daddy, I'm going back to be a Texas boy again. I'm like, you sure?
Aww. That's so cute.
And the others getting here as fast as they can.
Yep.
Exactly.
Another bit that I love about you, trained as an Army medic. Boy, the people at the Salute to America's Veterans Luncheon are going to love you.
You know, I've always been such a huge supporter of the military, and it's interesting. My family, if you were a man in the family, just if you were a male, you were going to serve in the military.
Right.
All my brothers have. I've got a brother in the Air Force right now. And so, yeah, it's just part of the deal. So.
All I took from that is if I get hurt in the studio, you can repair me.
I don't know about that. We were trained just enough to try to keep you alive, not necessarily make you feel any better.
Oh, that's good. You can keep me alive till the ambulance gets here.
Well, that's
exactly.
That kind of training comes in handy as a parent. You know,
it
really was triaging the 8-year-old every once in a while. So,
but again, we have a lot of stuff in here in the studio. Does that mean you can fix Rebecca if something goes wrong by using some scissors and a Sharpie?
You know what? We used to say a ballpoint pen and some, Scotch tape and you're good.
Yep. Jeff is also known as MacGyver.
That's
by the way.
I was going to say.
And for those who don't remember or the name sounds familiar, you're not new to Dallas-Fort Worth. You're just new to this station. You've actually worked in Dallas-Fort Worth before, right?
So, yeah, this is like my third tour in Dallas.
Is it?
There was a station back in 99, 2000 called Hot 100.
Oh, gosh.
That's our sister station across the hall.
I say the same thing every time I think back to those days. And then from about 2005 to 2008, I was over at Kiss FM. But I had a different name. I was actually known by Cruz back then. And it's really funny because they have a guy named Cruz on that station now.
Right, yeah.
Drama,
and
he stole it from you.
Hey, is that you?
Well, Jeff Miles is on the phone. He's the new host of this morning show as of this coming Monday. Jeff, hold on a second. We'll come back in just a second, finish up, and get to College of Hollywood Knowledge. Meanwhile, back to traffic. Here's Joyce Nielsen.
From the HugginsHonda.com.